This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 71 for Wednesday, September 22nd. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are stronger Wednesday morning, gleaning support from increases in Chicago soy oil, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. The November contract gains $11.80 at $872.40 per ton. The January contract rises $11.40 at $866.30 per ton. Uncertainty over this year's prairie crops remains a major concern to the trade. Although Stats Canada recently dropped its forecast of the 2021-22 canola crop to around 12.8 million tons, there are market expectations of production coming in lower. Manitoba reports that its combining of major crops is 78% finished, with spring cereals virtually complete. The canola harvest is 84% done. Temperatures across the prairies remain conducive for harvesting, with daytime highs in the mid-20 degrees Celsius, except across northern Alberta. There, highs will be in the mid-teens, along with rain. The Canadian dollar is higher this morning, with the loonie at 78.24 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 78.12. Following a two-day holiday, China is back trading. Unconfirmed reports say China is looking to buy more U.S. soybeans. Reports say China-based land developer giant Evergrande has worked out a deal for it to make payments on the interest it owes on its massive debt. Canola grown in the United States is facing the same issues as in Canada. The North Dakota-based Northern Canola Growers Association says their harvest is reaping 23 to 25 bushels per acre, which is down about 40% from a year ago. U.S. canola production last year was about 1.6 million tons. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is scheduled to issue its small grains and quarterly stocks reports on September 30th. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Wednesday. The November contract gains 8.5 cents at $12.82.5 per bushel. December soy oil rises 1.07 cents at 56.36 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is up a dime at $3.41.90 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Wednesday, with the December contract up 6 cents at $5.23 per bushel. Chicago oats are up limit, with the December contract jumping 25 cents at $5.56. Wheat futures are higher on Wednesday. Chicago December increases 11 cents at $7.01. Kansas City December also climbs 11 cents at $7.01 as well. And Minneapolis December is up 8 cents at $8.96. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, September 22nd. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.